Delays are impacting efforts by Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, staff to increase Chapman Water System supplies. As of August 22, the SCRD reported that Chapman Lake, the system's primary feed source, had 45% of its storage remaining. Lake levels were last reported at full capacity on July 3. EFN level changes. In April, a request was submitted to the province to lower the amount of water required to be released into Chapman Creek annually from June to September. As of August 18, local staff hadn't been told of a decision on that request, which would allow more lake supply to be directed into the SCRD's community water system during those months. Under its existing water license, the SCRD is required to release 200 liters per second from the lake to satisfy the environmental flow needs, EFN, of the creek. In what SCRD SOW Dean McKinley described in an email to Coast Reporter as a re-establishment request based on new and better information, the local government put forward analysis that it says supports lowering the EFN to 180 liters per second in August and September. In future years, during June and July, a 160 liters per second EFN has been proposed by the SCRD as one that would not have adverse impacts on the creek and the lifeforms it supports. Church Road well online with a repair delayed. It will be into September before a replacement for a failed electrical component for the Church Road, Elphinstone well field is expected to arrive on the coast, according to McKinley. That damage occurred shortly after the site's mid-July startup, and when new parts were ordered, a 1 to 2 week delivery period was estimated. McKinley stated that the SCRD has since been advised by the Wellfield project contractor of an adjusted delivery timeframe, extended by another 2 weeks. As of the SCRD August Water Supply Project update, the Wellfield's contributions to the Chapman system were at a third to a half of the daily 4.5 million liters projected as available from that location. McKinley indicated that the system can operate safely pending the repair and staff continue to optimize operations at the site. As with any new project of this magnitude and complexity, there will always be a period where there are bugs to work out and fine-tuning of the equipment, he wrote. In an August 16 SCRD briefing on the state of the water systems aimed at local commercial and tourism sector operators, staffer Mia Edbrook likened the process of incorporating new water system infrastructure to that of an individual purchasing their first motorhome. In the latter, she relayed that a person likely takes a test drive and after getting the unit, might practice driving it in a familiar area. While their goal may be a cross-country adventure, she said rookie owners may start out with short excursions to build their confidence in operating the vehicle. That parallels the SCRD's approach to bringing new water supplies online, she explained. They start by accessing lower water volumes, to ensure pumps and other components are operating as they should. After monitoring and adjustments, supply levels are gradually increased to meet demands. Chapman, Edward Siphons. The SCRD is poised for the start of the siphon systems at Chapman and Edwards Lakes, if needed. Staff are experienced with preparing for siphon use and have become very efficient in the commissioning process, which takes about a day or two. The siphons have proven to be a highly effective tool for drought management with minimal environmental impacts at a very low cost, McKinley wrote. The SCRD has provincial and First Nations permission in place to operate the siphons once Stage 4 restrictions have been enacted for the Chapman Water System.